It's One Story Time, a podcast for kids of all ages who want to become investigators of God's Word, the one story of redemption in Jesus Christ. In each episode, we will learn an amazing word of the week, investigate a challenging question about God and His world, or to discover how to apply a Bible story to our lives. So let's get started. Here's our host, Dr. John Quosney, but you can just call him Doc.
Greetings, everybody. Thank you for tuning in for another exciting episode of One Story Time. Do you have a favorite hymn you like to sing in church? I hope you love a bunch of them and will learn to love more of them as you get older. We sing hymns and songs in church not to entertain ourselves, but to praise and honor and worship God. We are not singing to each other, but to the Lord. The best hymns out there not only glorify God, but they also teach us more about God and what we are to believe about Him. One of my favorite hymns, like many, many, many other Christians, is Amazing Grace. Do you know the words to that hymn? The first verse goes like this. No, I'm not going to sing it. My voice is better in a group of other voices. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. And here's the second verse. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. So there's our word of the week for today, grace. I'm sure you've heard this word before. It's a word Christians use a lot. More than that, it's a word that describes so much of the Christian life. The word grace has many different definitions. Let's start with this one. Grace is favor or kindness shown that is undeserved. It is unmerited favor. Your parents tell you to clean up your room. You are so engrossed in a TV show or a video game that you forget to clean up your mess, thereby disobeying your parents. Do you deserve to be punished, or do you deserve to have another chance to clean it up? I hope you know you deserve to be punished. There should always be consequences for disobeying your parents, even though you simply forgot. But your parents choose not to punish you. What are they showing you? Grace. They are not giving you what you deserve. Their grace gives you what you need, another chance to obey. Now, before we talk more about the grace people can give one another, we need to back up to where grace begins and ends. Yes, you guessed it. Grace begins and ends with God. Grace is one of God's greatest attributes, His divine qualities. Listen to Exodus 34, verse 6. The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. God Himself says He is full of grace. As you hear in this verse, God's grace is deeply connected to His mercy, His love, His compassion, and His patience. Did you know that in the Bible the word grace is used 131 times? But here's the interesting part. 124 of those times are in the New Testament, leaving only 7 uses of the word grace in the Old Testament. Well, that fact leads some people to think that God is not full of grace in the Old Testament, but only full of grace in the New Testament. Well, that is just not true. God has always been gracious and will always be full of grace. He has always extended grace to sinners who only deserve His wrath. Here's the best example in the Old Testament. Now, you won't hear the word grace, but this text is certainly full of grace. Listen carefully to Deuteronomy 7, verses 7 and 8. Moses writes, "It was not because you were more in number than any other people that the Lord set His love on you and chose you, for you were the fewest of all peoples. But it is because the Lord loves you and is keeping the oath that He swore to your fathers, that the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Again, this is Moses talking to the Israelites before they enter into the promised land. Why did God choose Israel to love and not some other nation of people? Was it because the Israelites were such great people? Was it because they were popular and famous? No, there was nothing special about Israel that God would choose to love them. God's love was undeserved. That's grace. God chose Israel and then saved them from the Egyptians, all because of his amazing grace. Without God's grace, they would have just continued in slavery forever. Without God's grace, they would be just like any other people. God's grace is undeserved favor. Now let's go to the New Testament, where we can find the word grace 124 times. Guess where we find it the most? 86 times. In the letters written by the Apostle Paul. No wonder Paul is often called the Apostle of Grace. So let's just look at a few verses from Paul's letter to the Romans. 1 Romans 3, verses 23 and 24. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. You heard it. Grace is a gift from God. A gift is something you don't deserve. I know you may sometimes think that you deserve birthday gifts or Christmas gifts, but you don't. No one does. Grace is an undeserved gift that saves us from our sins. Then there's Romans 5, verse 15. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. There it is again. Grace is a free gift from God. Grace comes to us through Jesus Christ. We need grace in order to be saved. Okay, one more. Romans 11, verse 5 and 6. So too, at the present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace. But if it is by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace would no longer be grace. God's people are chosen by grace. So there is no one who will get to heaven because he has worked hard for it. Grace is the only way to be saved. If we can earn our salvation, then grace is no longer needed. Aren't you thankful that God gives grace to sinners? But we need the grace of God for more than salvation. We need it to live every day on this earth. We need it to live in a sinful world among other sinners like us. Listen to more verses from Paul's letters, starting with 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. God gives grace to you so that you may do good works. You need the grace of God in order to obey all his commands. Then there's 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Do you hear what Paul is boasting about? His weaknesses. We don't usually do that, do we? We boast of our own strengths and accomplishments. But when we do that, we do not need God's grace. When you are weak, you need grace. When you are powerless, you need grace. So be glad for your weaknesses, since God will give you grace for them. Just one more verse from Paul, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Paul reminds us yet again that everything is about the grace of God. We are what we are because of the grace of God. Whatever you do, you are able to do it well because of the grace of God. Grace allows us to grow and learn and to please God. So if we need the grace of God in order to be saved, if we need the grace of God to live the Christian life, then we also need the grace of God to show grace to others. We should be people of grace. It's a wonderful thing when you receive grace from your parents when you deserve punishment. It's an amazing thing when a friend gives you grace when you deserve to lose that friendship. But it is often a very hard thing to give grace to other people, especially people who have hurt us. We often want to punish. We enjoy getting revenge. We don't want to love our enemies. Always remember that we have a God of grace who gives grace abundantly so you can not only live, but you can pass grace on to others. As you think about this word of the week, praise God for His grace for sinners, His grace for life, and His grace given so you can give it to others. Grace should be a word you cherish all of your life.
Thank you for investigating God's Word with us today. One Story Time is brought to you by One Story Ministries, provider of Christ-centered Bible curriculum for the church, home, and school. You can discover more about our resources for children, youth, and adults by visiting onestoryministries.org. Please share this podcast with your friends, family, and church so you can talk about it together. Until next time, keep learning, loving, and living out God's Word.